All right, well, let me jump on into the Right Side Way opening monologue. And I'll remind you guys that the monologue every single day is brought to you by attorney Stan McDonald. Stan McDonald, partner at the law firm of Wilmer & Lee, a 30-year veteran in the practice of law. I will tell you more about Stan here momentarily, but yes, he is the sponsor of the Right Side Way. Okay, let me start by saying this. There's a line in a movie. It's the original Pirates of the Caribbean movie. I know most of y'all have seen it. And I've always liked this one line. I actually wrote it down in a notebook that I've got full of quotes. It's a scene where Captain Jack Sparrow and Will Turner are using an upside-down rowboat to walk under the water to steal a ship, and Will says to Jack, "This is either madness or brilliance," to which Jack responds, "It's amazing how often those attributes come together." It's a great line, and it's also true. I mean, sometimes the craziest ideas are the best ideas. They're audacious, they're pugnacious, they're contumacious, but they're brilliant. It's about defying the norms, right? It's about breaking the status quo. And that's what we're watching right now as Trump has hired Musk to be an outside consultant but granted him authority to dig, to turn over every rock, to find things that have been hidden. It's crazy and it's brilliant all at the same time. I was reminded of that attitude this morning as I came across a story I'd forgotten about. It's a story about some absolutely bananas behavior. In a minute, I'm going to have JP put a picture up on the screen for you so you can see a little bit of it. But there's something that's so maddeningly risky and outright crazy that very few people ever thought that it would work. But it worked. It was designed to save lives. And it happened back in 1960 when a man in a balloon parachuted from outer space. Kid you not. The U.S. was in the space race, but we were also in the race to the outer edges of the atmosphere for military purposes as well. Experimental aircraft that could fly at the outside of the atmosphere, break the sound barrier, and there were wild stories being told about people like Chuck Yeager, who did amazing things flying by the seat of his pants as a test pilot. But as the late 50s came around, the research was still unavailable about what would happen if one of those high-flying planes up at the upper reaches of the atmosphere met some kind of in-flight disaster at the edge of space. So, the Air Force launched what was called Project Excelsior in 1959 to determine whether or not a manned flight could break up at high-pressure altitude and the pilot still safely eject. And one guy that was tapped to do the test was Air Force pilot Captain Joseph Kittinger. His first major jump was from 76,400 feet. Y'all, that is 14 miles straight up. And by the way, it did not go well. He barely survived when his chute malfunctioned. The shroud lines, they wrapped around his neck. He went into an uncontrollable spin at 22 times the force of gravity. He was knocked unconscious, but his reserve chute automatically deployed eventually and saved his life. They asked him if he would jump again. Madness. Brilliance. He said yes. Now, I don't know that there was ever a doubt, really, because it was about something bigger than him. It was about the safety of extreme flight pilots. And the brilliant idea had to be accompanied by some absolute insanity to make it work. Go ahead and put the picture up if you don't mind, JP. I can tell you as a former Army paratrooper that my dozens of jumps, they were all static line from 1,200 feet above ground level or less. Generally, you spent less than a minute in the air. And when you exited the aircraft like I did, you could see the ground. You could see the people on the ground. You could see the obstacles you had to avoid. But when Joseph Kittinger jumped, he could see the curvature of the Earth. And yes, he went back up two more times, and on August 16, 1960, United States Air Force Captain Joseph Kittinger launched in a massive balloon, and he ascended above New Mexico in an open gondola suspended from a basic helium balloon. And on the step-off point at the door of the gondola, some joker had put a sign that read, "This is the highest step in the world." Kittinger was just 32 years old, and he wore a fully pressurized suit, much like an astronaut, because without it, the extreme altitude would have caused his body fluids to boil. And when he was 19 miles above the Earth, y'all, that's 102,800 feet, Kittinger jumped. And he went into an immediate uncontrolled descent, falling at speeds exceeding 600 miles an hour. The free fall lasted over 4.5 minutes, but he remained conscious, and at 14,000 feet, Kittinger pulled the ripcord of his parachute, and he safely landed. Holy cow! It was madness and brilliance all at the same time. Kittinger broke two world records that day, the highest ever parachute jump and the longest free fall. 2 weeks later, the image of Kittinger falling through the sea of white clouds appeared on the front page of Life magazine. But the public didn't really get all the details of the record-setting jump for quite a while. But it was crazy. It was madness, and it was also brilliance, and it was done for the sake of solving a real-world military problem. Look, you can look back at some of the greatest innovations of history, and you can find that they were deemed mad when they were first proposed. You can find stories like Ben Shapiro and Jeremy Boring revolutionizing the world of media and building Daily Wire in their garage. Two guys who had an idea that had no predecessor. They saw a way to communicate conservative views to the world using the internet and social media and radio all combined, and they were fired by their boss for dreaming it up. So they went out on their own, and 8 years later, Daily Wire is the largest non-traditional media company in the world with annual revenues over $200 million. That was crazy. That was madness. That was brilliant. And it worked. And the world will never be the same. There was a time when the New York Times announced to the world that the automobile was impractical. It was a fad, they said. There was no way to achieve an inexpensive means of putting automobiles in the hands of the average consumer, they said. The price of cars, said the New York Times back in 1902, was such that they were an unattainable thing and would always be so. They were narrow-minded. They didn't see the madness and the brilliance of Henry Ford, who invented the mass production assembly line. The price came down and the automobile became part of the world's normal everyday behavior, and most folks, they can't imagine not having one. Look, I'm telling you all those stories about Captain Kittinger and about the guys at Daily Wire and about Henry Ford, and I could tell you a bunch more. I'm feeling like a bunch of you sat up straight in your chair to listen. Some of you caught your breath and thought, no way would I do that. Movies and books and magazine articles have been made about each one of them, and I could find you a dozen more. Great stories about heroic efforts, stories that inspire, true stories about someone doing something that was absolute madness and brilliance all at once. And here's the thing. Take that sense of wonder that we have and the expectation that what was madness became brilliance and turn that into the effort that we're watching right now on fixing our government. Because what we're watching right now with the advent of DOGE and the executive orders from Trump and the release of previously withheld information, the setting free of political prisoners, the termination of bad actors in the government, the revoking of clearances for former intelligence officials who covered things up, and the investigation of the awful withdrawal from Afghanistan that was just announced, and the cutting of wasteful spending on frivolous projects, and the restoring of destroyed areas of North Carolina, the demand for accountability on the war in Ukraine, the end of DEI, the restoration of military readiness. Look, I could go on and on. You know I could. What we're watching right now is government being retooled at an absolutely breakneck pace, a pace no one thought was possible, a pace that anybody who you told them a year ago, they would have said you're crazy, and yet it's brilliance. The halls of House and Congress and every state house in America are also playing catch up to the day-to-day running of the righting of the American ship of state. It is madness and it is brilliance all at one time, and I suspect we're going to see more. Here's the bottom line. I don't want a government that settles for status quo. This is the nation that won the space race. We invented atomic energy. We invented manned spaceflight. We survived our own civil war, established the world premier civil rights. We have solved problems in our history that most people thought were unsolvable. It was crazy to try, but we did it. Because as a people, as a culture, we're mavericks. We see problems and we know the solution is going to take madness and brilliance, and we love that. This is the by God United States of America, where we break the norms, tear down the walls, and run through obstacles just because we can. And the only way to keep that brilliant craziness going is to take the leap off the highest steps in the world. And that means not being bloated or fat or slow or belligerent. It means being lean and hungry for more. So yes, I am loving the changes that I see right now in our government. I think it's madness and I think it's brilliance all at the same time. It's amazing how often those attributes come together. And that's a wrap for The Right Side Way.